BBC News with Marion Marshall. Pro-Russian activists in eastern Ukraine have decided to go ahead with a referendum on self-determination on Sunday, ignoring a call from President Putin to postpone it. Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
His proposal yesterday to postpone the referendum in eastern Ukraine appeared an admission that it just wasn't practical to organise the plebiscite in the short time remaining, and that the Kremlin may be prepared now to come to terms with Kiev. Most analysts had expected the pro-Russia separatists to heed the president's call. They haven't. But Vladimir Putin could turn that to his advantage, citing it as proof that Russia is not orchestrating events across the border, as the West has claimed.
The Ukrainian government says the proposed vote is illegal and what it calls anti-terrorist operations in eastern Ukraine will continue. The Ukrainian border agency says armed men in eastern Ukraine have attempted to seize control of a border post at Izvorino. The agency said about 40 armed men arrived in minivans at the crossing point in the Luhansk region on Thursday evening, surrounding the post and calling on Ukrainian guards to lay down their weapons. A statement said the gunmen threw petrol bombs, but fled when the border guards opened fire. There's been no independent confirmation of the incident. The American Secretary of State, John Kerry, has announced that an American specialist team is joining the hunt in Nigeria to locate and free more than 200 schoolgirls abducted by Islamist militants. Nigeria's President, Goodluck Jonathan, has acknowledged that the greatest threat facing his country is terrorism, but insisted it could be neutralized with international help. Earlier, Mr. Kerry's predecessor, Hillary Clinton, joined growing criticism of the Nigerian authorities, saying they had to perform better.
The government of Nigeria needs to get serious about protecting all of its citizens and ensuring that every child has the right and opportunity to go to school in security and safety. That is a fundamental responsibility of any government, and Nigerians should hold their leaders accountable.
The United States has, for the first time, imposed sanctions on a Russian bank active in Syria as part of efforts to step up economic pressure on the Syrian government. The move was announced as Syrian opposition leaders are on a visit to Washington to meet senior administration officials. Barbara Plett-Usher reports.
This is the first time America has sanctioned a Russian bank for its dealings with Damascus. The U.S. Treasury Department said this builds on existing efforts to choke off the Syrian government's access to the international financial system. New sanctions were also imposed on two Syrian state refineries and six senior officials. The announcement was made shortly before the head of the Syrian opposition, Ahmed Darba, met the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. He is on his first official visit to Washington, during which he is also expected to see President Barack Obama.
BBC News. The Syrian government has retaken control of the old city of Homs, once known as the capital of the revolution, after the evacuation of rebel troops. Hundreds of fighters and trapped civilians boarded buses to be taken to a rebel-held town north of the city to join nearly 1,000 people who left on Wednesday. South Africa's governing ANC has won an emphatic victory in the country's general election, extending its 20 years in power. With most votes counted, the party has about 64%. Its closest rival, the Democratic Alliance, has more than 22%, a marked improvement on its previous showing. Andrew Harding reports from Johannesburg.
This election has proved to be about consolidation. The governing ANC has shaken off corruption scandals and an economic slump to hold on to almost two-thirds of all votes. It's likely to use that impressive mandate to try to drive through its national development plan, rejecting nationalisation and emphasising investment and infrastructure. The business-friendly plan has alarmed South Africa's powerful unions, some of which may soon break away to form their own party.
China has warned Vietnam to withdraw its ships from disputed waters after vessels from the two sides collided during a tense confrontation. A foreign ministry official in Beijing said Vietnam had deployed six vessels and accused it of intentionally ramming them into Chinese ships. The Chinese statement came after Vietnam itself accused China of amassing some 80 vessels, including warships, in disputed waters. The United States has appealed for calm. The Brazilian authorities say a worker has been killed in an electrical accident at one of the three football stadiums yet to be completed for the World Cup, which starts in June. The 32-year-old man, who suffered a heart attack after an electric shock, was installing a telecommunications network at the stadium in Cuiabá. He's the eighth worker to die on World Cup building sites in Brazil. BBC News.